Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building what I like to call the Midnight Amen approach, a choptinal vocal texture in Ableton Live 12 that gives you those dark jungle and old-school DNB vibes without stepping on the drums. This is not about making a big lead vocal. It's not about making a lush pad either. We're turning a vocal, or an amen-adjacent sample, into something ghostly, rhythmic, grainy, and playable, like a dusty fragment pulled from a worn record and reimagined for a modern drum and bass arrangement. The big idea here is simple. In jungle and old-school inspired DNB, character matters just as much as sound design. You want movement, memory, and tension. A chopped vocal texture can do all of that at once if you treat it like part of the groove, not like a melody sitting on top of it. So let's dive in. First, choose your source sample carefully. You want something with attitude and strong consonants, not a pristine full-length vocal hook, a dry mono phrase, a crowd chant, a short spoken line, or even a single sung word can work really well. The more useful the syllables are as percussive events, the better. Drag that sample into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and open up Clip View. If it needs warping, go ahead and warp it, but don't overpolish it. In fact, a little timing roughness can be part of the charm here. Jungle energy often comes from things feeling alive and slightly imperfect. Now think in slices, not in sentences. Chop the phrase into small fragments. Usually, 3 to 8 tiny slices is enough to get started. If you want a tighter rhythmic feel, aim for 1/16-note style chops. For something a bit more spacious and eerie, 1/8 or even 1/4-note placement can work. The goal is not clarity. The goal is texture rhythm. A really useful mental shift here is this. Treat the vocal like a drum voice first. If a syllable lands like a ghost snare, a hat, or a little percussion tick, it's probably in the right place. If it sounds like the listener is trying to decode a sentence, you maybe lean too far into vocal lead territory. Next, bring the chopped audio into simpler on a MIDI track. For this lesson, slice mode is your best friend, because it makes the vocal feel like a playable sampler instrument. Classic mode can work too, but slice mode gives you that more played from a dusty sampler energy. Set the attack very short, basically 0 to a few milliseconds. Keep the decay short as well, somewhere around 100 to 250 milliseconds if you want the chops to hit and get out of the way. Use a limited number of voices if you want monophonic cutoff behavior, which can help the sample feel more old school and controlled. If the phrase already has a dark tone, leave the pitch alone. If it needs more weight, try dropping it a few semitones, maybe -3 to -7, and listen for that heavier midnight color. Now program a MIDI pattern as if you were writing a drum line. Don't think like a vocalist, think like a sampler performer. Place the chops around the snare gaps, on offbeats, or right after key drum accents. The vocal should answer the break, not fight it. This is one of the most important parts of the whole lesson. Jungle and old-school DNB work because the elements are in conversation. If your vocal lands randomly, it feels pasted on. If it responds to the break, it feels like part of the same language. A great starting move is to write a two-bar motif. Keep it short enough to loop cleanly. If it works in 1 or 2 bars, it'll usually scale much better when you build the full arrangement. You can always add variation later. In fact, you should add variation later. But first, get a loop that feels good in the pocket. Velocity matters too. Use note velocity to add expression. Lower velocities can make certain chops feel a little further back in the room, almost like they're coming off a worn sampler or a half-digested vinyl hit. Higher velocities can bring a syllable forward and make it feel more like a punctuation mark. That little variation helps sell the performance feel. Now let's shape the tone. Add EQ8 first. High pass the texture around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the sub and low end lane. If it feels boxy, make a small cut somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz. If there are harsh spikes in the upper mids, maybe around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, make a narrow dip there. Then add saturator. Keep it tasteful. A few dB of drive is often enough. You want worn and gritty, not blown apart. Soft clip-on is usually a good move here, because it helps the texture stay controlled when you push it. This is the vinyl-worn part of the vibe. If you want extra dirt, try Redux very lightly. The keyword is lightly. You're roughening the top end, not destroying the sample. A touch of downsampling or bit reduction can help it feel older and less pristine. If you want hissy, dusty edge without completely changing the character, erosion can also be great. Use it gently, especially in the higher frequencies, so it reads like texture and not obvious noise. After that, use auto filter to make the sound breathe. Band pass or low pass can both work depending on the mood. In a darker intro, a lower cutoff can make the sample feel buried and mysterious. Then as the arrangement opens up, you can automate the filter to reveal more presence. That movement is huge in drum and bass. Repetition is fine, but repetition with evolving tone is what keeps it alive. A good rule here is, dark enough to feel like midnight, clear enough to still cut through the groove. If you filter it too hard, it disappears. If you leave it too open, it starts acting like a lead vocal again. Now let's tighten the envelope shape. In simpler, shorten the release so the chops don't smear into each other. You want that quick hit and fade shape, like a sampled record stab. If there's too much tail in the source, trim the start and end points or reduce fade so the attack stays clean. The sound should feel like it's being played from a dusty sampler, not pasted into the timeline. If the chops need a bit more glue or consistency, add glue compressor after the tone shaping. Don't overdo it. A ratio of 2:1 or 4:1, moderate attack, and only a dB or 2 of gain reduction is usually enough. You're just making sure the rhythmic fragments feel cohesive and punchy. Now comes the groove relationship. Load up a jungle break underneath, something Amen inspired if you've got it, or any fast syncopated break that moves with personality. The vocal texture should either mirror the break's accents or answer it between the main drum hits. That call and response feeling is a huge part of the classic vibe. If you want a little swing, use Ableton's groove pool with a subtle groove amount. You don't need to overdo it. Just enough push and pull to make the line feel sampled and human. For darker old-school energy, a moderate swing feel often works beautifully, but always keep the break's forward motion intact. Also, don't grid everything perfectly. A tiny bit of push or pull against the beat can make the chops feel more like they came from a real sampler performance. Sometimes one or two notes nudged a few ticks ahead or behind the grid can make the whole phrase feel way more authentic. Let's talk arrangement. In the intro, the texture can be filtered and sparse, almost like a distant radio fragment. Then after the drop, it can become a call and response motif with the bass and drums. Before transitions, it can act like a phrase marker, helping the listener feel the section change. And in breakdowns, it can become a ghost layer, more ambience than lead, keeping the mood alive while the track breathes. A really effective approach is to think in 8 and 16 bar phrases. For example, you might start with bars 1 to 8 as a filtered intro with the break and vocal texture. Then bars 9 to 16 bring in the bass and let the vocal become more selective. Later, you can use the chop as a switch up before the next section lands. Automation is where this gets exciting. Instead of piling on more layers, use movement. Automate the auto-filter cutoff across an 8-bar phrase. Maybe the chop starts low and dark, then opens up toward the end. Automate saturator drive later in the arrangement to make the texture feel more intense. Send a few selected hits into reverb or delay for ghost tails, but keep those effects controlled. A little delay feedback can be enough to create a call and response echo without washing out the groove. One very useful trick is to make the vocal more filtered during the busiest drum moments, then open it up when the arrangement clears. That gives the listener a sense of release without introducing a brand new sound. It's a subtle move, but it's powerful. For a heavier variation, try building a second version of the same sample chain. You can make one version dry and punchy, and another version lower, narrower, more degraded, or more delayed. Then use the second one only on the last hit of a bar or the end of a phrase. That contrast makes the texture feel intentional and cinematic. Now mix it like a texture, not a lead. This is where people often go wrong. They make the vocal too loud, and suddenly it starts competing with the break and the bass. That kills the whole D&B pocket. The break is the engine. The bass is the weight. The vocal is the character layer. Use utility to check mono compatibility. Keep the low end cleaned out with EQ. If the sound is wide, make sure the center stays stable. And if needed, sidechain the vocal texture lightly to the kick or drum bus so it opens space without obvious pumping. You want it to sit inside the groove, not float above it in its own little world. When the chain feels strong, resample it. This is a very D&B friendly move, because it freezes your choices and turns the texture into something you can edit like a finished sample. Record a few bars onto a new audio track, then consolidate the best moments into loopable clips. Once it's printed, you can reverse the tail of a hit, stretch a transition moment, pitch a fragment down for breakdown weight, or chop it again for even more variation. That resampling step is often where the track starts feeling real. It takes the sound from I built this with plugins to this feels like a sampler performance. That's a big part of the old school jungle magic. A few quick pro tips before we wrap up. If you want more darkness, Pair the vocal with a restrained re-space, and keep the two elements in their own frequency lanes. If you want more unease, try micro pitch changes on a few chops. If you want more impact, mute the first hit of a phrase and let the vocal re-enter a moment later. That tiny bit of absence can make the return hit way harder. And if you want the whole thing to feel extra dusty, blend in a little crackle, room tone, or break ambience underneath, so it all feels like part of the same source universe. Subtle is the key. You're building atmosphere, not just stacking noises. So here's the big takeaway.